Okay. Season 3 of C comes out soon.
Okay.
Ooh. Good.
Awful.
Wrong C, yes. I've been in C for a while. I'm
Yes, Tim, I know you have.
Well, I've been playing longer than you.
Exactly, Tim.
Well, technically, I guess not, because you played it before me, but I got into it first. Now you have a blackjack addiction. Mm-hmm. Did you get a gift of like 5 million gold from your fairy godmother?
I did, yes. Who was that?
That's my secondary account. That's my, quote, wife's account.
Oh, God bless. I don't know what most of these... I get gifts all the time. I have no idea where they're from. But thank you very much, Tally.
Well, yeah, I know that you have your addiction in the feed, so I give you some gold.
It's even worse now. I'm even winning even less.
I had 200 million gold the other day, and then I quickly somehow was down to like 40 million.
I know, it's a disgrace.
Million.
He's a cheater.
Ooh, I love the fact that nobody notices we've started recording.
I noticed.
I just love it.
You're listening to Blind Guy Talks Tech.
The final one.
Your daily accessible tech podcast.
No, it's not.
Now, here's that blind guy himself, Stephen Scott.
No, I'm not. I'm sighted today. Today, I am officially sighted.
You're going to sighted. Identify as sighted, are you? Yeah, me too.
Just for this one. Yeah, let's all be sighted for a day. Oh, do you know what? I was out for a lovely drive.
Can we wear our sighted fold?
Yeah, put on your sighted folds.
I bet you got on.
Yeah, hang on, let's rethink that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Everybody's here. It's the final one. It's the final one. Aww. But it's okay because Tim's taking over. Yay!
Where's the next one, Tim?
Next.
Whatever
Saturday.
We can get us back together again.
No,
why not?
Washing my hair now. I don't know what's. Do you know what? I think I'm busy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and indeed every day for the rest of my life.
It started. There you go. No, next week, Tim's going to be on the case. It'll be Tim's weekend edition.
Tim's Bits is back.
Tim's Saturday Bits.
Oof. Tim's Big
And we're
Saturday
all going to be on
bits.
It.
No, I only saved my bits for Double Tap. That was a very rarity.
No.
You can keep them. They are your bits. I mean, trust me, we don't want them.
Yes, you can take your bits with you.
No, we don't.
I only gave my bits to Double Tap. Oh. That was...
Sean,
you left them in the cupboard, didn't you?
I left them there. They haven't been there for years. Yeah.
I think I've spoken about my bits enough on this podcast.
I think so too. Pay homage to your bits for one final
Well,
podcast.
Hang on. Yeah, because we do have an update on your bits.
Oh, no, because in... Easter, I can't.
Easter.
No, after what he said. Yeah, because he...
Right, can we have the word off the air, please?
I can't. Yeah.
Well, no, but I want to know the update, because you did go to, I believe, the wonderful NHS.
I did, yes.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. But and let me just say,
Did you applaud the nurses and staff?
They're heroes, especially after I've been. Especially when I've been steering
with you.
Have a look at that lot, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they survived you, so yeah, that's pretty good.
This experience.
Wow.
Yes. No, everything is fine. Thank you.
Did you go for that?
I said this last time. No, I didn't go for that.
Okay.
So you went there just for them to say that it was fine. And then
it's all fine.
You didn't go there for that.
They said that's squeaky clean. As I said, you could eat your dinner off it.
Ugh.
It's gorgeous, mate.
No, thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I'll keep my dinner on my plate, thank you.
No. It's a fine job you're doing down there. You ask! Every time you ask.
I know, I can't help it. I was kind of traumatized
the first time. Sarah.
Never Sarah.
I think some of those nurses are trying to get into private healthcare immediately after that.
Yeah,
I deserve more money than this.
Out. They'll be striking.
Are you the reason that half this country is striking, Sean Preece? Is it because they've seen your perineum and they've said, I'm not putting up with that without an 11% pay rise?
Yes, the bin men, the barristers, it's all my fault.
The train's definitely your fault.
Yeah,
definitely the trains. What's wrong with this country? It's a mess.
It is a total
mess. It's not a mess.
Nothing
glorious.
Works.
Your turn.
This is a beautiful, beautiful country. How dare you?
Yeah, right.
Tell them, Lord Robin.
Well, I mean, my thoughts immediately went to next door. The Syrian family, you know, this is a glorious country where everything pretty much works, guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's all gone a bit serious.
You tried getting a train recently.
Yeah.
But you're corrupting those poor people, from what I heard.
No, we couldn't go there in the end.
McDonald's
no halal.
And
Yeah, we were going to introduce them to McDonald's.
So hang on, we have to explain this so that the audience can keep up here.
Yes.
This is like an endless WhatsApp conversation, basically. So your Syrian family, you were going to take them to McDonald's.
Yeah, as part, not just to go to McDonald's, I must add, we were going on a kind of a broader walking route around several play parks
Burger
for the kids.
Can we just explain my Syrian family first? I mean, that sounds a little bit weird. What are you talking about?
Syrian family.
You haven't adopted a family or anything.
He did mention this on here before, so
I think he did. Yeah. How does that work?
I've lost my phone.
So next door is a refugee Syrian family who have been able to come into the country, you know, having identified a house. And there's a brilliant circle of friends. It's like a home office initiative where groups in different towns get together and have lots of training so that they can support a refugee family and help them, you know, get set up with bank accounts, with benefits, get the kids in their, you know, in the local school and that sort of thing. Brilliant setup. We've been involved with this lovely family and, you know, they're really good friends now. They keep on bringing us food. They brought us last night enough for a meal for four.
See, and no one does anything good for, you know, for just for the sake of it. There's always a thing, isn't there?
Yikes, please don't go there. Not
save you money on Deliveroo. Unbelievable.
So anyway, yeah, we've been out several times.
That's shocking. Even Sally went quiet at that one. I mean, come on.
No, I was thinking it. That's why.
Oh, you were thinking it, right? Okay.
Yeah, so we go out with them and have really nice days out. And we were going to go via a McDonald's because they hadn't been. But
I want to go to McDonald's.
Do you know why children haven't been to McDonald's? And good. Don't corrupt them.
Yeah, don't take them.
They brought you lovely
honestly,
food. They'll come back next week and they'll give you a burger made from home.
They want more sugary burgers. And it's just, you don't need it. You just don't need it.
McDonald's, it's fine.
And when they taste a McFlurry, their kids will never eat their cooking ever again. They'll just be like, Mummy, I want a McFlurry.
I want a McFlurry.
Yeah, anyway, exactly. This is all a moot point because you didn't go.
No, because we checked online about the menu. And it said, you know, well, we did halal McDonald's, basically. We searched for that. And they said that they couldn't guarantee that any of the things on the menu were halal.
I don't think they can even guarantee that it's meat half the time. Let alone whether it's halal.
That's such a myth. McDonald's is great. It's all 100% pure British beef.
It was before Brexit. I'm just saying. I think there was a time when we had rules in this country. Remember them? Rules. We had police and people who looked after things.
It's not a dystopian wasteland.
There used to be rules for the show. Yeah.
This is actually an exact example of this society we now live in. It's
reflected in the paradigm of this show. It's reflecting the wider...
How, what was it that I read this or heard this on a show actually, because someone else did the research and I heard them talk about it, which I much prefer. And it was talking about how compliant this country is. In the UK, we are so compliant. Yeah. So like if something, you know, if a line starts, if a queue starts, everyone will just fall in line.
It's called
until
manners.
It's lockdown, and then nobody wants to do it, and so
no,
everybody's
but
like,
I know. Even then, honestly, the night lockdown when Bojo said it's time for lockdown, I thought, oh god, that's it. And I said to my wife, I said, look, that is it. Curries will be looted, and I'll be there. No, I'm only kidding. Curries will be looted, not curries. Apple store
shop.
Maybe, but not curries. So you know, curries is going to be looted. You know, streets are going to be on fire. It's going to be chaos. Anarchy in the streets, and then nothing happened.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
But none of that happened.
So
nothing
were they
happened.
Saying that compliance was a bad thing?
No, I know what it is. I'll tell you this. I know exactly what it is. See, Robin
Stephen
thinks,
saying compliance is a bad thing.
Well, I was just wondering what this article was saying. Was that saying?
No, it was saying we are compliant. We do fall into line, that we are the kind of country
that
follows rules.
Good, that sounds good to
how
me.
How did it reflect on the article? In the article? You know, was it seen favourably?
No, I think it was just pointing that out. It was just saying that we are very compliant as a country. We do fall into line.
Yeah.
Lockdown is a good example of it. But my take on this is, I think it's less to do with that we're a compliant country, especially when it came to lockdown. I think it's far more to do with the fact that we had phones, we had internet, we had Netflix, we had all these phones and everything else. We if this had happened in the 90s, then it would be Brixton riots all over again. No. Everywhere.
No.
I do think tech enabled it to last as long as it did.
Yeah, it did.
Nobody would have stayed. Well, for a start, nobody would have stayed in their houses. Nobody would have stayed inside. There would have been a select few that had the luxury of being able to do it, and then the rest of it.
You wouldn't be able to work from home.
No,
so that wouldn't be possible. But I mean, just in the terms of, you know, the immediate chaos that would ensue. No. Everybody would, you know, be up and out in the streets.
Stay home, only do all your work on Zoom. We were doing that already. So,
well, yeah. I mean, it's changed just the volume of it. I think it was accelerated, you know, and it's not going to go back. You know,
no, it isn't.
Everything is online, or if there is a face-to-face element, then it's hybrid so that people can come in remotely. I have not travelled. I mean, everything's unlocked now, but I have not done a presentation face-to-face since 2019. No, you know, early 2020.
You meet people face-to-face and you remember how terrible it was. It's like, oh my God, these people are terrible.
And yeah, I mean, just take this coffee that we had last week. I mean, I just had to sit with you and Alan.
Exactly.
For a whole
That was actually quite nice.
That was actually really nice.
I did enjoy that. But that was a social thing. That was a nice social thing.
So you finally met up.
Yeah,
we did.
Finally.
Yeah. It only took me a year to get him out of the house. And that was because the wife wasn't there.
No, well, she was pushing me out the door. She's like, would you just go?
I was going to say, she chucked him out.
My wife is out all the time. And she's always got to be out and about doing things. And I said, well, that's great you do it. And I'm quite happy being here. But, you know, because I'm losing a bit of weight, or at least feeling a bit more energetic, I am wanting to go out a bit more. And, you know, tomorrow, I say tomorrow, I mean yesterday, I want to go out and do stuff. But I can't because I've got to look after the dogs. My life is a tragedy. It's a Greek or Spanish or what's the bad one?
Greek.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Greek. Let's go with that.
Yeah, it's the Greek one.
I lost the
Shakespearean.
I lost the plot there. Sorry. Come again. What was it?
I was wanting to say something and I forget what it is now.
We're talking about how tragic Stephen's life is.
Yeah. Stop. Sorry. I want to hear about your fitness journey. How's it going?
Who, me?
Yeah, man.
No, Tim. No, you!
Who else is making huge leaps?
Sorry, Tim.
Massive strides.
You all right, Tim?
Sorry, Tim.
As happy as I am for Stephen, now I feel a little bad for myself.
Yeah, you know what you need to do, Tim. Get on the treadmill.
How dare you?
We don't raise others up. Now, hang on.
We don't raise others up
by putting others down. And you can keep that.
Yeah, we do.
Tim, are you on a fitness journey as well? Did I miss something?
I'm on a journey.
No, Tim.
No, I'm not a train journey, no.
Tim.
What are we talking about?
I'm always on some sort of fitness journey.
Yeah, I was just wondering why Tim was feeling...
Sometimes I get off the train and then get back on the train.
I just threw Tim under the bus for no reason. Sorry, for just the name.
Yeah, I was trying to get on the bus.
You couldn't throw him under the train because that was on strike.
All right,
yeah, that's true.
Your fitness journey, Stephen Scott. What's happening?
Over to you.
Well, so a bit of an update.
It's not happened.
Sounds dodgy
so
already.
You're not a personal trainer, right? I feel bad saying this. I really do feel bad saying this because I feel bad. I won't say his name, but
no, I know. I just decided he's called Bob for the purposes of today.
Let's call him Bob, right? So Bob the PT.
Bob.
He comes round. That always makes me think of Black Adam.
We call him Kate.
That.
Yes.
Bob. Remember the girl called Bob?
Kate.
Correct.
Call him
Kate. Yes.
I got the joke, Robin.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I got it.
Is it Kate? What are we talking about?
Anyway, Kate was her real name. Anyway, Karen.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah.
Bob.
Anyway.
Moving on.
So,
we can picture your PT now. Carry on.
Bob the PT, he comes round and we're talking about the place because where he works, I won't say the name of it because, well, you'll understand why in a minute. But the place he works is a hotel and a spa. And we were chatting about it and that's actually how I met the guy because when Marie and I were staying there for a night, I got talking to the guy where he was in getting a spa treatment and I was talking to the guy and he told him he was a PT and that's how the whole thing began. And I said, oh, you could come to our house and you could make us thin. And he's like, okay, and I'll give you money. And he's like, yay. And then that was it. And everything was good. And while we were talking, and we've been talking since about it, the place he works doesn't have air conditioning. And I was talking about the fact that I now do in my little office here. So I was like, oh, this is cool. I've got my air conditioning. And he's like, yeah. He says, I could really do with air conditioning. And I said, well, I'll tell you this. I said, your place needs air conditioning because it's so warm in there. I am amazed that whole building hasn't burst into flames.
Oh, no.
2 weeks later,
Stephen
burst into flames.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, no. First blind arsonist.
Yeah. I wasn't. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, and I must have done it remotely because I wasn't even there.
You just press a button. Just
press a button
switch,
these days. Yeah. You can do anything online.
Did it all burn down then, like to the ground?
The spa bit where he works completely burnt down. The hotel is fine. Nobody was injured. Good news. Everyone got out. Everyone was safe. But unfortunately, the building didn't survive so well. It was a wooden structure, so you can guess how that went. Mm-hmm. So he's now out of job, which is not great for him, obviously. See, I told you it was a sad story. Did I say that? Anyway, it is. And yeah, so
what
he's
about
still,
your fitness journey? Is it
well,
still
he's still going
to
come, but he's not going to come for a couple of weeks because he needs to go find a job. So the long story or the short version of this is he's not coming for a couple of weeks. So
things KFC. Are
anyone at McDonald's or a KFC? Because it's probably a good time.
Get another one, dude.
We're still...
Hang on. He's out of job, so surely... I mean, you're
paying
him.
Well, that's what
him.
I would have thought. If you were paying him, surely...
I'm not paying him as much as he's getting in his job, right? I'm paying him for an hour of his time in a week. It's hardly going to sustain
that.
Him.
Well, yeah, exactly. You'd be grateful for anything
triple
you get, right?
Triple your training, Stephen, and pay him three times as much.
Yeah, my wife did suggest that.
Yeah, but Stephen said no.
I think I went in a tunnel at that point, even though we were in the same room.
Yeah.
Well, tunnel.
My what are you talking about?
Son is a PT, and he works in a Pure gym. And this is a national chain, and in some towns, there's more than one. In cities, there's like seven or eight.
There's also impure gyms.
Oh, nice.
That's where Stephen goes.
He has to do a lot of cleaning as part of his work, so, you know, these are quite...
That's why it's pure.
Quite pure.
He's a tank, your son, isn't he, Robin?
He's massive.
He's huge!
It's in the jeans. It's in the jeans.
Robin.
He can wear shorts.
So, pointing towards pure, because they're always recruiting.
Oh, hang on, but then he'd have to. Where does he work?
They're all over.
Yeah. It's a nationwide chain.
There will be one within 5K
there's
of his.
There's so many. There's loads everywhere.
Right, okay.
Assuming he's never heard of them.
You know that way, though? It's a bit like when people. It'd be a bit like the way that people talk to us about sight, right? It's like, oh, can they not do anything for you? Have you not? Yes, they can. I just never thought to ask.
I'm sure he's looked into it already.
Yeah, I'm sure he's looked into it.
Did I tell you my dentist story?
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, no, just a really quick one, just because it reminded me when you're talking about the sight thing. I actually went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago, and I'm terrified of the dentist. Terrified.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Even just sitting in the chair, I'm just like... And I go, though. I go every 6 months because I'm like, I'm damned if I'm getting anything else done other than the checkups. So I go every 6 months. Anyway, so she's always been very kind of nice and we got on and everything. Anyway, so I get in the chair this time. She goes, your mouth is spotless. And I thought, oh, my God, this is really good. I've never, ever been told that in my life.
No, so, open it.
Yeah, hey. Anyway, she's like, now stop talking and then I'll be able to see into it. Right, so then I said, oh, thanks very much.
That must be a challenge for you. You've got to shut up for 5 minutes.
Takes one
wow.
to no one, doesn't it, Stephen?
Okay, while the jaw open. Yeah, carry on.
Anyway, so she...
You'd have to come off Clubhouse for more than 10 minutes, Sal. How are you going to cope?
Well, you were on there last night.
This could be a long story. Stay with us, listeners.
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah, we're trying. Mm-hmm. Stephen keeps distracting.
Coming up after the break, Sally's experience at the dentist.
Right, leave her alone.
Right, shush, be quiet. I'm talking.
This story's going to be so long, it's going to finish on the Life After Blindness show.
Anyway, long and short of it was, she went, yeah, your mouth's spotless. And her incredulity, I was like, really? Is it that good? In my head, you know, thinking, oh, this is amazing. It must be like super mouth. I don't know. Probably be able to, you know, reflect, see your own reflection in it or something. Anyway.
You're dinner in it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. So then she just looks and she goes, well, you know, I've often thought it must be difficult.
Oh.
And my jaw, I mean, literally then my jaw did drop and I didn't say anything for a whole 10 seconds.
And you
can you imagine
a syringe.
That? And, no. And basically, yeah, it was obviously because she thought I couldn't see. And
did you think you were like poking yourself in the face?
I have
in the
no
eye.
Idea. And instead of, I really wanted to, like, at first I was just so shocked that I didn't know what to say because she's an intelligent woman. I've always had a good rapport with her or whatever, but she's great with the kids, so I'm not moving. But she's just, I just thought, you really think that because I can't see, I'm going to have trouble cleaning my own teeth with an electric toothbrush?
Yes. Have you seen our DLA form?
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, God.
You know, having said that, Judith always looks in the mirror when she's brushing her teeth.
Well, so does Robert, but on the days that he...
Maybe
one day he brushes his teeth.
Yeah. I think
people
who lose their
comfort,
sight later in life do it still. You know, people who've been sighted do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed this because I was watching a video the other day. It wasn't described, unfortunately, but someone told me.
You mean you could see it, Stephen? Come on.
No, because I had to get someone to describe it. The video, the guy is describing how he shaves.
Oh.
But he's in a mirror doing it, but he's not describing what he's doing. So I don't know if I actually don't know if he was shaving with an electric shaver, whether it was a wet shave. I don't know what he was doing because I had no idea. Oh, but he was teaching the sighted people.
Wasn't there audio to it?
So no, he had music or electric. So you couldn't hear if it was a razor or what.
Oh, just music
so
over
teaching
it without
the sighted people how
sound.
To shave if you can't see. But what's the point? Why would you do that? It's pointless exercise.
For fun. Hang on, wait. Because that turn of phrase is really odd to me, Sally. You've got a spotless mouth.
It's a weird, it's
a little bit
odd phrase.
Eternal sunshine of a spotless mouth.
As a blind person, the dentist thought she was scrubbing her face, lips, her chin.
But you would say, you know,
missing the teeth, and it was spotless.
Your teeth are looking good or something.
Well,
but to say
you've got
a spotless mouth.
No, but she said your mouth is spotless. I guess what she means is that she couldn't find. She's like, your teeth are just so clear. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what
she might have meant. You've got eggle down your chin usually. You know, actually, you've had a wash. Well done.
I could brush my teeth without
sight. Yeah, my mouth is spotless. Compared to what?
I was complimented on my gum health the other day, which was nice because there's something good in my mouth because my teeth are an absolute. You know, train wreck. Really.
Hello,
are.
Ladies. If you're interested in the blind guys talk tech, you're mad.
More disgusting filling and crowns and all that sort of thing. But yeah, so I was, you know, they're interested in gum health as well. Just saying. So maybe it was.
Oh,
both.
We could have blind guys talk teeth, right? And then it could be like maybe Robin takes over the show. So it'd be like filling, in this, filling in this week.
Oh,
applauding myself on that one.
Yeah. Right. The crowning
brace
glory.
Yourselves.
Yay.
Nice.
Right, shut up.
Something now, to get your teeth into.
Me wishing that I could do a Dr. Teeth impression from the Muppets, but I can't.
And
do that.
Capital Tim. See, I've got an array of dad jokes in the purse.
Right, thank you. I was out the other day, just walking to the.
Just sharing. Is this sharing?
Yeah, we are. I'm sharing. I was walking to the Butty shop as I often.
Were you wearing your MBOs?
I was not wearing my MBOs, no.
We could have all enjoyed the... Anyway, carry on.
And a lady says to me, just as I'm passing...
Hang on. How did you know it was a lady? That's an assumption.
I'm assuming
it
was a lady.
On your gender denial.
Let's assume.
Call him, her, Bob. Yep.
They call her Bob.
They said to me...
Bob.
Yeah, morning. Bob. After that, how are you doing? I'm doing well. And she said, you're looking quite smart. And then just carried on into the ether.
Did you have your Hulk trousers on?
No, I didn't.
Did you have your squeaky clean perineum?
I did, but it wasn't on display. It wasn't on parade.
were wearing clothes, obviously.
Yes. That's impressive. Is that a compliment or is that, usually do I look like a tramp? I mean, you're looking quite smart
today.
Well,
what were you wearing? Was it unusual?
Well, she's never seen you before, then I think it's a compliment.
My usual outfit.
No, that word in years.
Tweeds. Black T-shirt, jeans, and trainers. That's it.
Man, you were looking just like old Steve Jobs there.
I know, exactly. Right. Yeah. It's just quite... I'm still not sure if that was a compliment or, you know, that you should smarten yourself up every day.
You could have also been talking to somebody else.
No. Very much me.
Because that's the other thing. Sometimes we think people are talking to us.
Yep.
And another thing. Sorry, now. Right. So, the other day, I was up the shop with my partner.
Butty shop.
And a visitor we had staying with us at the time, all using canes. So, we went to the shop. And as we were coming out of the shop and going back home...
Screaming your way along the streets.
Tapping our way along, as is our wont. A woman walked past and said, are you taking the... P-I-S-S.
No, really?
Again, just walked off to the ether. And I went, and then when I thought about what did she say? And now, what is she talking about? Is that the fact that there was three of us together? Is that what she's complimenting?
Maybe you needed the dark glasses, all three of you as well. And then she would have...
Commenting.
Maybe she
didn't quite fit the
special... Yeah.
Like we were doing, what is it?
I think there's something in
for a
that.
Laugh.
Presenting the worst Monty Python sketch ever. Yeah,
but I think there's something in that.
Always
right?
Look on
because
the dark
you've got
side
people
of life.
Who, hey, very good.
Exactly.
But honestly, well there is something about that, isn't there? Where people just they don't seem to understand. It's like that whole Ryanair thing. Remember the Ryanair thing where they wouldn't allow more than I think was it four or five people who were blind on board at one time. So you'd have a maximum number of blind
people. The world would end.
Yeah, it's like, you know, somebody somewhere set some arbitrary rule that said you can only have so many blind people on a flight. Probably on the basis that, well, they're unlikely to travel in pairs or couples or, you know, more than four of them.
It's funny, though, because in the morning of the same day, right, I was taking the dog out and a neighbour of mine was coming out of their drive in the car. So I stopped and let them go. And they, you know, well, thank you and whatever. Then coming back later on in the afternoon, when it was three of us coming back from the shop, again, she was coming out of her drive. So I stopped again. And she said, oh, this is getting a bit of a habit, this. I said, yeah, but this time there's three. And then just behind me were two other people with sticks. And I thought, if you ever seen the film The Birds, it must be a little bit like that. Because at one minute you look out and there's one blind person. And then when she looked out again, there's three. It's like, they're coming for you.
I'm under attack.
Did you overwhelm her with your, I don't know.
They're multiplying.
It is amazing. I always wonder what those folk think when, you know, these NFB conventions roll into town, the big ones.
Yeah.
They're like 3,000 people. And you think, how do these hotels deal with this? I mean, they know what's coming, but there must be the, because I remember when I was there trying to get through the crowd. I mean, it was like taking your life in your hands because it was just swinging canes and dogs. Yes, even probably swinging the dogs as well. You know, left
is that
and
like
right.
Some kind of expression, like when it's raining cats and
wild,
dogs?
The amount of
canes and dogs.
People comment on that. I mean, it's just so strange. I remember also when I was in London with my friend Garth, the Australian, and a friend we were staying with in London. And we were coming out of the train
Identity
station.
Identity politics.
Sorry, I don't know what that means. And we were walking through the high street, and I walked past. Garth walked past someone, and then our friend walked past someone, and then I was following up behind. And someone who was just sat at a cafe went, oh, yeah, there's three of them. Look at them. Is there any more coming? And you think, how do people just come out with that stuff? You know, like, you got to laugh it off, right?
Whenever we're out as a family, there's four guide dogs. Four of us with guide dogs.
Wow.
And if Pitt hadn't got MS and is in a wheelchair, she'd have a guide dog as well. But yeah.
But there is something about guide dogs that's different, right? I think there's a difference with
how
people
perceive it. Yeah, but why does it draw comment?
Well,
it's good comment.
It's like being guided by a unicorn. People don't see it.
It's good comment. It's good comment. It's like, oh, wow, you know, and kind of bluster and stuff like that. Well, because it's just a spectacle, basically.
It's because of the lower...
that's the point.
Because of the lower expectations, though, right? Because they don't think we'll be able to do it, and therefore, wow, considering.
I mean, you get it all the time. It's just... people that say, you know, and I get the activists who get online and get really annoyed about it. They get individual examples and they get wild about it, and I get that. I totally understand it. But the problem is you can get really wound up about it, or you can accept that that's just the way it's going to be. You know, it really is the way it's going to be, because let's be honest, you know, everywhere you turn, like I said before, it's the sighted zombie thing. Every time you turn around, there's another one. And they've got another opinion on something. Here they
let
come,
us all out for the day.
You know, yeah. And it's just...
We
yeah,
haven't got a monopoly
relentless.
On this, though. You know, other people with other disabilities, if you have cerebral palsy, I'm sure all the time, you know... People will think they're drunk. If you're in a wheelchair, people will talk down to you, literally.
That's very true.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we don't have a monopoly. We're just talking about our situations because it's the one we know.
Exactly. That's it. We talk about it because this is what we know. But you're absolutely
just
right. This happens to a lot of different groups.
We shouldn't feel like we're singled out in some
way. That's
we are being singled out.
No, the singled aspect of it. I'm talking about when there's more than one of us.
Yeah,
well, that's just an outing. You get two or more blind people.
Show,
that's just an outing.
Yes, exactly right. We're the travelling freak show because all of a sudden there's more than one of you. Because I think
Perineum on Parade.
Yeah, exactly.
The greatest
showman.
The greatest Perineum.
You got to take it with a laugh, unless it gets, you know, unless someone becomes aggressive or, you know, irritating or annoying to you. You got to take it with a laugh.
My
right?
favourite was I was coming back from London a couple of weeks back and got to Glasgow Central. It was about 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. So, you know, I mean, I think that's a fairly reasonable time. But, of course, you forget that the world's changed. Yeah, the world's changed a lot, though, hasn't it? I mean, it's like 5 o'clock on a Thursday would be like people going home from work. It would be, you know, commuters. But now it's pretty much anybody because, you know, works have changed. The people who are hanging about in train stations have changed, I guess. And there was like this police officer came up to me and said, where are you going, sir? And I said, I'm trying to get to the cab rank at the front of the station. And he said, no problem. He said, can you take my arm? He said, I'll take you through because there's a couple of fights going on at the minute in the station. I'm thinking, I'm back home.
Don't stop the fights. Just help the blind man
through. Yeah, don't worry about it. Well, there's no point, right? Just they'll sort them out. What made me laugh was as we walked past, we must have walked through a bunch of them or something because maybe they were like all over the entrances. I don't know. But I just heard this guy shouting, watch out, he's blind. And I thought, I don't like the fact that you don't think I couldn't take you guys. Come on, you know, I'm throwing down the cane now. Someone tell me where they are, and I'm going to fight you.
12 o'clock.
Yeah. Have you ever seen evil, that? He no evil.
That episode of Only Fools and Horses where they're rioting, and then Dale comes through, honks his horn, and they all just part and let him through. Yeah. That's exactly the same thing.
Do you know, it is funny because you get hooligans will actually stop what they're doing and let you out the way. Because I remember walking down towards Hampden, which is like at the football stadium, and I remember like where I used to live was as soon as it was Hampden night, like literally everybody would be out. All the football hooligans would be whoa, and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, walking down the road, and I just remember this group of hooligans like totally shouting and being rowdy or whatever. And I just started walking towards them, and they're like, "Watch out, lady! Hooligans to your left."
That's awesome.
Quality audio description.
And I think that's it. You know, I think this is why you need to be able to take a laugh, because in some ways that can actually work in your favour.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. You know, some people say, oh, I don't want to be a victim. Yeah, but also I don't want to be punched in the face.
No, you don't want to get punched in the face.
I think it does bring out the best in people. You know, that Chris McCausland bit he does about where there's this really rough group of lads that are really kicking off, you know, banging things. He can't tell exactly what they're doing, but it's not good. And then when he comes along, he's thinking, oh, I'm going to have to go this way. You know, I can't avoid them. Mm-hmm. And they stop and they help him out. Where do you want to go, mate? I mean, like really OTT enthusiastic. Yeah. And he didn't feel completely comfortable. But at the same time, they turn from like kicking the, you know, the nuts out of a bus shelter, shall we say, the bolts, to, I didn't know how to go there.
Kicking nuts and bolts.
That's the dirtiest thing I've ever heard Robin say.
That is brilliant. I'm sorry, that deserves an absolute chorus
well
of applause.
Robin.
Thank you.
That was very good. I love that.
Clumsy. Done.
To, he has to genuflect to himself now.
Yeah.
To helping him, and they took him where he needed to go, and they saw him off and everything, and you know, a bit, you know, he wasn't comfortable at all. But I do think it brings the best out of people, or at least curbs. You know, I think we are.
They should put us in prison. Right? That will stop the riots.
No.
Just like
no,
rent Robin. A blindie, and then you stop the riots in the prison.
I expect equality.
There is the flip side. Well,
but they should have beat the bolts out of that man. Right? Hey. I don't want your pity.
Equally
if you're going to be whatever, then beat me up. It's a damn disgrace.
Oh, no, I don't want to get beat up.
I want equality. No. I want beaten up.
I'll take the pity, thanks.
Yeah. This is the problem with, you know, as I've often said on this show, the problem with equality is when you get it, you don't really want it. That's the problem.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Well, equality would mean equality. No DLA, that's for sure, or PIP.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Make your own
I
way.
I love you, PIP.
You haven't got it yet.
You should move to Scotland. That's where it's all happening.
No,
we're getting our own version.
Have you not got PIP yet?
No, we're getting a new version.
What are you getting?
We get adult disability payment in Scotland.
Is it more?
Well, now.
Hang on, do we have to change our PIP over? Is this another set of forms that's going to have to
no,
be filled?
No. And it's a fairer system.
Thank God.
You don't have to go through the assessment. They also don't do this regular assessment. If you've been diagnosed with a condition that is for life, they'll leave you alone.
God bless them.
It's the right way to do it. It's the way that DLA was set up, I think. And, you know, I'm so glad that they're taking control. The Scottish Government have taken control of a number of benefits, and that's one of them. So it's rolling out. I think it started in where I live in South Lanarkshire, and then in other parts of Scotland it's following. I think all councils
are
rolling out
over
the next
couple
of months. But basically you'll be able to get PIP. And if you're on...
Oh, good.
ADP, as it will be called. But you'll And there's no more money, Sean, no. It's the same money.
I'm really curious about the States, Tim. I mean, this is going to seem really nosy, but...
How much do you
have? Yeah, basically what you get is... blind benefit.
What
blind money do you get? What's your blind money?
It depends, because if you worked and paid into the Social Security system, which is our version of that, it depends on how much you earned when you were working and how much, you know, taxes and things you were paying into Social Security. So, I mean, you could make I mean, a wide variety of things.
Oh, Tim's wedged up. He won't answer the question. He's
hang on. No, that,
he's got one.
Well, no, I'm just talking about...
There's an answer.
What we're talking about, though, is more kind of like specific disability benefits that wouldn't be relevant to that. So does that not exist?
It is relevant to that. What I'm talking about is disability benefits paid by the government, Social Security Administration here, when you've worked and paid into the system and then you can't work and are because of a disability.
That's like medical retirement.
The benefit you get. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another thing. That's also retirement. We have both. So when you're of age and you retire, whatever your retirement age is for your, you know, age range, then you can get retirement. It works the same way, but you have to be found disabled or unable to work. If you've not worked or not worked, if you've not worked or not worked a whole lot where you haven't paid into the system, then you get what's called SSI, and that's a stipend. That's just a monthly capped amount.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. What would that be?
How much is that?
It's been a while since I've worked there and looked, but did I say that? Oh. $700 or $800 a month, so, I think.
Okay.
But if you've worked and paid into the system, then I mean you could be making
That's different. That's personal, isn't it? But this is more to do with kind of general payment. It's not in the UK, it's not specific to It's just a set amount laid out by what the government.
It's a general amount that everybody.
Right, and that's
what
SSI is to get here. That's SSI here.
Minimum.
The other thing.
Yeah, I'm against it. It should be means tested.
You basically get one or the other.
Yeah,
you think it should be means tested?
I just threw that in there to start.
He doesn't even know what that means. No,
no, Pitt. We shouldn't. No, it should be means tested. Why should people who've got money coming in also receive Pitt?
Well, no, but hold on a minute. What if, for example, you're in a household where one person works, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And what if they they earn all the money, and then you want a cleaner? And you have an argument and you say, I want a cleaner in the house because it's easier for me to have a cleaner. And they go, no, you're not getting one.
This so then you're dependent on them. Specific.
Yes, that has actually happened
this
to me.
Is very
Sorry,
specific,
that happened to
yes.
me. No, that did happen to me. And I had to use my disability. It's a previous partner. I had to use my disability benefits to get the cleaner and override what he wanted because he didn't want a cleaner.
Well, that just sounds like a terrible relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
are you being held to ransom by someone who's the bread maker in there? No, shut up. You tell them.
Who's the bread bin in this family?
Yes, exactly. Who wears the trousers, Sally? It's always you.
The bread
bin. No, it's never going to be me.
I mean, the idea of DLA or PIF
Can
is
I just
to
say,
level
by the way,
playing
just total aside on this, Robin, I do apologise, but Robin, I have to say this. Why are bread bins so terrible? I mean, why? Honestly, a bread bin is supposed to keep bread fresh, and I have never once had a bread bin in my life.
And they're not big enough.
No, and it doesn't hold two loaves.
I've got a massive, really good, big metal one.
With the heat recently.
And it keeps the bread fresh, and it's really good.
It's as if the people who make the bread makers, or the bread bins, have never eaten a loaf. Yeah, yeah, they've never seen bread.
They need to use their loaf, don't they, Stephen, eh?
Hey!
Sorry, Robin, carry on.
No, I don't know what I was going to say.
Someone should rise to the occasion.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Bun Central.
Oh.
Very good.
Where were we?
I don't want to have a bun fight about this, but we've got a really good bread bin.
Hey!
Just saying.
You got a what? Sorry,
a really good bread bin.
Why?
Capacious it is.
Capacious,
capiche. I've been watching Sopranos, so I understand this language.
It's a good one, capiche.
Yep. I'm walking here.
Tim?
Yes, Sopranos has AD now on
streaming. It does. It does.
Yeah.
Would I like
you're
it?
You're right, Tim.
Yes, because Stephen has downloaded
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I've, let's just say,
made
aware of a location.
Starts with a V and ends with an N?
Maybe.
Okay. HBO Max, America. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Tim, tell us about your week. You've been a bit quiet.
Yeah.
I want to concentrate on you. Let's focus on Tim.
How's your perineum?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that bad?
Well, no.
It's like quantum leap.
Thankfully, I haven't had one start, although sadly, because you've told us that story enough times, as I've been sitting preparing for the relaunch of Life After Blindness, I keep worrying that I'm going to get one. Hours and hours in the chair, editing and re-uploading and fixing
sure
and this
up,
and that. And
get that perineum alerts turned on your Apple Watch.
I've been trying to get up and walk.
Oh,
and
God.
Yeah, not be filthy and sweaty. And
you're selling yourself there, Tim.
Really not selling itself.
You're selling, I'm really attracted already. Just saying.
No, I said I'm not being as someone
and
else.
As filthy as Sean usually is. Right, thank you.
As filthy as Sean must have been to have said the problem.
Just alive with sweat and Ming.
Yes, let's move. Ming. Let's move on. Anything else going on?
I'm feeling really good right now.
This is a total inside joke, guys. But an old double tap blooper comes to mind right now.
I've just given myself a stitch.
Are you all right, right Robin? Are you all right, Robin? You've got your little stitch there.
I've got a stitch from laughing.
Oh,
I'm rubbing on it. Carry on.
Oh, God.
Oh boy.
Oh, man, this is just getting worse and worse. So you can tell this is the last show. This is like the day when you chuck an egg in your boss's face and tell him you hate him.
Yep, get it all out of your system, people.
As well.
Yeah, that's
that's never actually happened to me, just saying.
It's all over now.
So, Sally.
Yes?
We've had some requests from our audience.
Marry me, Sally.
Sizable amount of requests. People are asking, will you continue hijacking this feed?
Ooh.
Because this feed will continue, right? It's not going away. So, in theory, at least, hijacks could happen. It could be a situation where,
could happen.
You know, for example, an interview with, say, you talking to, I don't know, Tim, maybe Sean.
That could not happen.
Look, the people want
Sean,
it.
No,
the
you
people
know you
want it.
To.
John Carpenter, who created Halloween, wrote in.
And Rabid, I believe.
I don't know about his personal life.
And the thing.
The thing, of course, the head crab. Oh,
was he not the fog? Was that?
Fog? No, that was good as well. Hmm. I tell you what, The Mist. That's a good film.
Oh, hang on.
That was Stephen King.
Yeah, The Mist was Stephen King. The Fog was James Herbert.
Amazing book. Sorry, anyway, Stephen, carry on.
Anyway, John Carpenter, who wrote all those things, and the ones
Carpenter did not write this.
No,
the
but
fog.
He probably helped out. But the fact is that.
God,
okay, it's not him, right? It's
Learn
not John Carpenter.
He did the film, which has nothing to do with the James Herbert book.
Slow TV, Sal. I'm not interested. I want it in an hour or not at all.
Okay. So what we're saying here is that Tim has an incredibly interesting life and a story to tell, which could... It's like
and
a
so
roller
do you,
coaster.
Sean.
I, on the other hand, Sally, do not have a story to tell.
You
there is nothing
I'm
hidden.
To get you, Sean.
Look, I've talked about my perineum for about 8 times on this series.
Yeah, exactly, and you
series.
Can even make that interesting. Sean, look, if we can make your perineum sound interesting, I'm sure there's other things about your life that are interesting. Please, let me interview you.
All right, Tim first.
No, if he won't do it, you should interview Sarah about him.
That's
okay,
a good
idea. I'll do it. It's fine.
There you go.
You're welcome, Tim. Okay, so Tim first, then Sean.
Yes.
Then I get to interview, I've done Robin. Now I need to do, then I need to do Kayaker just because he's a guest on the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing the round robin.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so you're going round
Robin's
robin.
Like, wait, this is a surprise.
And then Robin again. No, I don't know. Anyway, so yes, maybe, provided that I have time allowing and Stephen allowing, if he doesn't chuck me off.
Well, I can't because I won't be doing any more podcasts here. But you can certainly, the feed is available to yourself. So
I
if you want to
hijack the podcast,
you can hijack the show.
Well, I may do. I may try. I'll try my best.
Basically, what you're saying is this feed is up for rent. So if anyone would like to.
Highest bidder.
Yeah, put your podcast on here and give us a shout.
Yep. Stephen could deal with that.
Are you going to edit it for me, Sean?
It'd be so great if just randomly, occasionally, just little clips just randomly show up. Not even have to be long, not like an hour show. Just.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, show up there. On the.
Welcome
to cake.
Welcome to OnlyFans in audio.
You know, it's going to be like a fanfic
a idea.
Version of this. You know, it's going to be like the not in canon. You know,
just what people write their own episodes.
Yeah.
Of Blind Guy Talks Tech. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, Negative Julian writes an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's listen to
work.
That.
Yeah,
I mean, we have to act it out. Is that the deal? They write it and we have to act it out.
I'm Stephen
Scottish.
Stephen Scottish.
And I'm Sally May from London, innit?
They could write some sort of script that we could improvise on because I wouldn't be able to read the lines so or remember
well,
them.
That's fine. We can just improvise on it.
Yeah, bullet points are good.
Hey, listen, improv. I have started it. I've started up on my braille again. Like grade two this time. Yes. Moving
all
on.
By yourself.
Time to start. I did grade one. I'm fine with grade one, but grade two.
Grade one's just a pointless waste of space. You can do grade two.
Oh. I can do grade two. I know. I believe in myself, Sal. So I'm going to learn grade two. Do you know why? Because I am fed up reading with audio. I am sick of it.
Really?
I was going through Twitter the other day and I thought, you know, this is actually...
You don't read anyway, what do you mean?
No. I mean, like Twitter and stuff and just on the computer. Just that voice constantly.
It does. Are you using eloquence, though?
Yeah, I love eloquence, I must admit.
But that's what eloquence does, though. Eloquence does it.
Yeah, but
eloquence has that effect on you like a drill.
I know, but it's like, I put on sometimes Tom, because I like Tom on Jaws and stuff like that. But
I haven't heard Tom.
He's quite good. You know, and he's not got a great... What's his name? Nikki? I like Nikki's voice. I like her voice. But... Yeah, they're all too slow. So you speed them up and they just don't sound right. Mm. Eloquence is the only one you can get speed out of and still understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually sounds okay.
And it sounds awful.
And it's funny because it's coming, obviously, to iOS 16. I haven't downloaded the latest beta onto my iPhone. People are saying it's now fixed. A lot of the issues have been resolved.
Yes, the one that just came out a couple days ago has fixed some major voiceover issues. Thank goodness. You know how when you go to something like, say, on a Facebook post and it'll read the name of the person and then like start reading to you the post without actually double tapping to go into the post, it'll just read it to you. It had been broken for weeks where it wouldn't do that. It's now fixed. So my emails will read previews again, Facebook and Twitter and anywhere that you could get that additional, you know, feedback, it works again. That was the major one that was broken.
However good the voice is, though, I think... When it comes to tweets, Braille would win because there's so many kind of weird...
For tweets, yeah.
You know, handles and hashtags and embedded URLs that you have to listen through to get to the last part of the tweet if there is more, or at least
wait. Stop using emojis, people. I mean, give up on the emojis, please.
You know what? On that point, when I've been going through my stuff for Life After Blindness and I've been looking at old emails and old, you know, things I had, I came across an email from... Way back on, I think it was a tech talk where the person wrote in to chastise us because Robin, well, of course, only does contracted Braille. And well, that's just not good. And Steven, well, his Braille journey is kind of dodgy at best because it's all wishy-washy and who knows what he's really doing or not. And I was reading this going, oh my gosh, this is wow. Yeah, well, you know.
You know, there's a really special blind way to do emojis, which is basically you just write the description of whatever you want to describe. So like you could have like expressionless face with one winking eye and one eyelash out of place. And you just write it to another blind person.
Put the word emoji.
Just some random weird.
Well, I did this, right? I didn't know for a good couple of weeks. I was sending emails to people and somebody came back and said, why is it you always write smile at the end of the message? And I said, hang on, that's not what I'm doing. Well, I mean, I'm typing it, but I thought it just turned it into an emoji. I thought it just did that. Because I type emoji, so I type smile emoji.
Oh.
But it was actually writing it as smile emoji.
I dictate that all the time. I just say thumbs up or whatever, and it just writes thumbs up. Because I always forget to say emoji.
My blind friends, I just,
But it won't. If you say thumbs up emoji, it's not going to turn it into one, is it?
No, I don't think
so. It does now in iOS 16.
Yeah, it does.
When iOS 16 comes out, if you say... something emoji, whatever, you know, smiley face
and
emoji.
It doesn't exist.
It had not existed as a dictation prior.
No. If the emoji doesn't exist,
it would spell the word.
Oh, so well, how would you know what the emoji exist, bank would be? Would that mean you have to go through every emoji to know which one you can actually say?
This is like a language in itself. I mean, if I want to learn, I'd actually be. I feel like learning Braille is almost like learning emojis. There's so many of them.
Well, never use emojis. They are
basically.
Awful.
But there is a search feature in emoji.
Search feature came out last year.
That app that Robin talked about before, Rocket, is actually a pretty good app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You tried that one, Sal?
No, not yet, but I will.
It's really cool because it's the colon, isn't it? You put the colon in and then you start typing.
You can define what you want, yeah. I do two colons because it's just, you know.
Yeah, well, you're going to use a colon at some point for something else. But yeah, if you hit the colon, it'll immediately drop you into this application that lets you type, and it'll just let you insert an emoji right away. So it's really simple to add them.
Just a pop-up menu that you can arrow down through.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
You need to know what you're looking for, mind you. But
I was going to say you will.
For me, it's always smiley face with sunglasses, or you know, smiley face.
Yeah,
or,
I use that one a lot.
Eyes wide open, or whatever it is. I don't
stop
know.
It.
But we've got one because we've got one like me and so a couple of my friends. We've got one, and one of them's like we kind of call each other different stupid animal names, and so he's like three-headed dog face or whatever. You know, it's just like really. But we just write it.
Oh,
you don't actually do the face.
What's his name? on HP. The three-headed dog, what was he called? Fluffy. Thank you.
Yeah, the exactly.
Three-headed dog?
Yeah, the one that was guarding the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
Terrible.
What?
And then there's Cerberus who's guarding the underworld.
Of course I've not read Harry Potter.
Get out!
Do you know why I've not read Harry Potter? Of course he hasn't. I'm 40 years old.
I'm with you, sir.
I stopped being a child.
So?
Yeah, but Harry Potter was out how many years ago?
Sean made me watch SpongeBob SquarePants last week.
I did.
Oh, so now I know why you watched
Harry Potter. That's why he's barely because he's got SquarePants.
Now I know why you've been forced to watch When Harry Met Sally.
Correct.
That was a getting back at you.
Yes.
I understand. A revenge film.
Can I just say, did you know that on Windows 11, if you press Windows and the full stop, you get the emoji keyboard?
I think you'll find that was a demo that I did for...
Mm-hmm. No, he's trying to take credit for that, Robin. I wouldn't stand for that.
Tech Talk. Or was it BGTT?
No, it definitely wasn't BGTT.
It was TT then.
No.
BGTT.
It was HTTP.
Was that on Windows 10 as well?
Or was that just a Windows 11? Or was it on DTC, DTTV, DTD, BGTT, or TT?
HGV.
Oh, is DTD dot to dot? No, double DTT. Tap.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Fine.
DTTV.
No. Yep. We're not changing. See, this is the thing. People kept saying to me, you're going to call it double tap daily. No, because that would be stupid. It's not on a Sunday.
I could be so good for you. I used to love Minder on a Sunday.
Minder? Oh, my goodness.
Is that daily?
Is that what you're talking about? On a Sunday night. That's what I liked.
Arthur Daly.
Yeah.
Oh, Daly's dodgy deals. Yeah.
Nice.
No, I was more of a Touch of Frost.
Arthur Gargoyle.
Oh, I like that as well. And Cracker. Do you remember Cracker?
Oh, I loved Cracker.
I absolutely loved Cracker.
Robin Coltrane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is that?
I knew I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. I didn't like Cracker. It was too gritty for me. Man, that was a rough watch, right?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, that's why I loved it. It was so dark.
Oh, no, that's... It's too salty. That reminds me, actually. Did you hear that in... Is that November, actually, or October? ITV are launching ITVX.
Oh, dear.
Is that for you, Stephen, yeah? After 12?
Yes. After 12, yeah, that's right. 12 p.m.
ITVXXX. Yes,
yeah. Basically just Endless Judge Judy. Oh, and, well, that's all they ever show on ITV, isn't it?
That is X-rated for me. Whoa, Judge Judy. Not half. Sorry, was that too much?
Yes. So, Judge Judy. ITVX is going to be the home of all things ITV. And... my question is going to be, will they finally do the right thing and get AD onto, you know, some of the TV platforms, not the iPhone or the Android. Yeah, that's nice. But actually make the library available to all platforms.
No.
Okay. Well, there we go then. That's
next question. We've spoken to them about this, haven't we?
Well, so the guy that worked there who we spoke to.
We're talking to. Yes.
And we've talked to, has now left.
I'm talking here.
Ah, there you go, Robin. That's the first time I've ever heard you do an accent.
That's gorgeous.
Well done. Well
it's
done.
Beautiful.
Now, he did say, you know, watch this space. Now, that could have just been, I'm not talking about
it. Watch this space because I'm going to be out of it.
Because I'm gone. But he did, I got the impression that, you know, that was something they were working on, but. Who knows? But I'm going to say no. It's not. We're not.
Should I be offended if they tell blind people to watch this space? Should we be offended at that?
Yes, probably. We should. Yeah.
Smell this space. Okay. Come on, they should have at least thought of that.
Yes. Listen to this space. Oof.
I see where you're coming from.
I hear where you're coming from. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, right? Every other word gets the ableist thing, right? Every word these days is ableist. Everything you do
you've
is ableist.
You've had to bring
everything.
It round to this, didn't you?
Every single
I'm
thing.
Regretting
the time.
Now having... Sorry, carry on.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, every word comes to... But then they say, see and watch is fine.
But what else would you say?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, why are these people not offended
exactly.
by that if they're offended by another word?
Well, because it's blind people and blind people are rubbish activists. Oh!
Okay. Wow. Well, there you go.
Did you consume that program last evening?
Yes. Did you listen to Coronation Street last
Did
night?
Did you imbibe the essence of that commercial?
If people say, did you hear that television program, I'd feel more uncomfortable with that.
I would be annoyed about that as well.
Even
though they're trying,
sense.
Probably, but... Yeah.
People do that to me quite a lot.
They get so paranoid, don't they? Everyone's always like, I remember yesterday I was getting the taxi and I had to take the dog to the vet. Sorry, 2 days ago. Remember where we are? It's Saturday, everybody. And I was taking the dog into the vet and the guy was on the phone. And I said to the guy, look, can you wait for me to take me back? He said, yeah, that's fine. But he said, he calls the office to make sure he can do this. And he's trying to ask I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, look, the guy's blind. Can I wait for him so I can take him back? But he didn't want to say that. So he's going, yeah, the guy, he's got, you know, the stick, and, you know, he uses it to get about, you know. I was like, what is this? Is this like, is this catchphrase? I mean, you know, can we just
say what you
say
see?
It?
Oh, no, you can't. Say
no,
what you don't
we can't see. It.
Say what
honestly,
you smell.
Just our doorbell goes several times a week, and it's always Amazon, and or it could be somebody else, you know, it could be, but for the deliveries.
I'm surprised that you're
on the
deliveries. Amazon to be unethical.
Oh, well, no. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm so Robin. Sorry. But there, yeah, at least several times a week we have parcels. And so if I open the door and nobody says anything, my immediate thing is to put my hand on my chest, don't know why, and say, oh, sorry, I can't see. And chances are they're kind of halfway down the path and say, oh, mate, I've left a parcel on the doorstep or something. But yeah, I always say I can't see. That's my thing. So
I
don't
do
know,
as well.
Can't see. Yeah.
I never say I'm blind. I say, sorry, mate, I can't see. Yeah. And why am I apologising?
Do you find it difficult to say
face,
the
Robbie.
Word blind?
It's too far away.
Eh?
Do you find it difficult to say the word blind about yourself?
I don't know why I don't say that. I always say I can't see.
Don't you think, though, that just, for me, that kind of fits? I don't know.
I think we all get a little bit shy of it, you know. I saw a thing on Twitter the other day, and it's this unfiltered blind tweets that's been doing the rounds. I have to say, I do love reading it. It's like, you know, reading Twitter with popcorn. And the whole thing was about this guy. I don't know who wrote it because it's anonymous, but whoever said it basically said, you know what, I'm sick of these blind people using the word blind. Blind means 0% vision. So stop using the word blind if you can see
something. Yep.
Now, right. I don't know where I stand on this because, of course, then you get the flurry of tweets following that saying, you've invalidated me as a person and whatever else. But I don't know. I do feel a little bit awkward around the word blind because I do have a little bit of vision, right?
Well, it's kind of the idea of we want so desperately at times for people to understand just because I'm, quote, blind doesn't mean I'm totally black blind. You know, there are those that spectrum. There are those different versions of, you know, partially sighted or visually impaired, whatever you want to call it. You know, some, you know, and because the sighted community, there always is that feeling of, well, either you see or you can't. There is no in between. Yeah. And so maybe even as, quote unquote, blind people, we're so aware of that we're nervous to say blind, even if we are totally blind, nervous to say it just because maybe subconsciously we want to make sure people are aware that there are, you know, other things. There are other, because I'm constantly dealing with that. Like, oh, can you see anything at all?
My wife has this problem, right? She doesn't like saying it because even if someone comes to the door and the dog comes along, she'll often say guide dog. And then she says to me afterwards, wish I'd not said that. Because she almost gets a sense of insecurity with it that, you know, I'm here as a blind woman. There's a guy at the door. You know, he finds out that I'm blind. You know, this
true.
Could go one way or the other, right?
What a terrible, I mean, what a position. Right?
You walk out your door with the harness on, people already know.
Like for me, if I've just put my head out because I've got a wobbly eye, people know straight away.
I was going to say, can she get away with being taken for someone who's completely sighted? Because, you know, you need to be upfront about it otherwise, I think.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. But
I never say that I can't see it. Like, literally, I just open the door. And if the guy, either they'll get it or they won't. And if they don't get it, then I'm like, hey, mate, where's your parcel? And then they'll come back round and they'll go, and they'll faff about. But I just quite enjoy watching them faff.
Yes, I quite enjoy that awkward
Flounder.
Moment.
Yeah. I also do quite like, I will say on the Ring doorbell I've got, it does have a thing where you can set it to say, please give me a moment. Usually I can't find the keys.
It may take me a while to get to the door.
Yes.
I am blind.
Stephen, like, galumphing down the hall looking for the
door. I'm blind, you know.
Please, can you wait for me?
I'd love that to be the voice. Please, can you wait for me? I'm just getting my eyes in. But
Sally's was very much the old man that Dick Van Dyke played in Mary Poppins. That
yes, it was very good.
When he plays the elder Mr.
Wait,
or whatever.
Sorry, I'm more disturbed.
I'm not blind.
I'm disturbed why Robin is putting his hand to his chest like some sort of Southern belle having the vapours. Why, sir?
Yeah, I don't know.
Excuse me, Mr. Arse. I'm blind.
I think it's the
there, sir.
Even though I can't see, it's obviously talking about me.
Oh, you're pointing at your chest
just
like
in
yourself.
Case,
I.
Well, oh, right, in case
yeah,
it's
like me.
Generally.
Oh, yeah, hand
in case there's a language barrier.
As opposed to we are blind.
One.
Some kind of statement.
That's a whole other
philosophical statement at the door.
But
just
to be honest,
here's your parcel, pal.
Nine times out of 10, it's the same guy. So,
so you don't need to do it more than once.
Completely unnecessary.
The guy that comes to us, he's so used to it. He just goes, get out the way, and then just brings the parcel in, drops it inside the house, walks away, probably steals
Welcome
something.
Welcome to Scotland.
Honestly,
yeah, exactly.
The number of times...
Blindy, move. Drink I'm putting the whiskey. Parcel down.
The number of times they've left it inside the house, in the porch as well. You know, they're actually quite happy to open doors and...
Well, our postman does that.
Yeah.
And our postman, believe it or not, is called Pat, which is just hilarious.
Amazon's working on that, actually, legitimately. I can't remember what they're calling that program, but Amazon wants to do that where they'll...
Isn't it the doorbell thing, the door key.
You give them, pirates or something? You give them permission to have, like, a key or a passcode or something, and they'll come in your house, drop off your package, and leave.
The porch pirates are the people who steal the stuff. That's the problem.
Oh, with the glitter
bomb. That's why Amazon's saying, give us permission, and we'll just bring it in so the porch pirates don't get it.
Have you ever stepped out from your front door and just stood on a parcel? Yep. I've done that a few times.
I've tripped up, kicked it across the crush.
The one I've done, which I think is the most terrifying, is when you stand on it and it slides away.
I'm
going to break my hip
it.
One day on this. On this another cable I've bought. What we do now is we've actually got a thing where, and you can do it on Amazon, although you can't, I don't think you can be specific. You can say, like, leave it in a shed or leave it in a, you know.
Yeah,
porch.
You can be specific. There's a box there you can type that in.
I was just thinking that. Okay, I'll check that out. But
we've got a planter on our front porch, and we'll usually say, because, I mean, the plants are dead. So we'll just say, you know, set package on planter or set it next to the planter or, you know, something like that.
We should call it Jiffy Bag Surfing. That'd be cool.
I'm not dead yet.
The house.
But we've got a box at the side of the house, and we just get the postman. The postman's used to it now. In fact, so much so he doesn't even chap the door anymore. He just literally puts a little card through, and you know that's fine because as soon as I get the card, I know he's put something in there. And you know the Amazon guys are getting to do the same thing, and it's really handy because you can then just where everything is. But it's just one of those things. I think you've got to be upfront about it to some degree. But I think that there's a difference, though, between being blind in public and being blind with your blind friends, if this makes sense.
Of course.
So, like, you know, because I'll say blind and Sal knows what I mean, right? But you guys will know what I mean. But if I say blind outside, I'm kind of saying it with more of a purpose because I'm kind of thinking, well, I want this assistant to not think I can see anything because it's actually easier for me.
Well,
I agree.
They can't understand the nuances of what light dependent situations, you know, or when you get the fact that you can see maybe a tissue on the floor and then you're whacking to a tree or something like that, which I know that a lot of partials.
Well, and Stephen has like six different conditions, so I mean, trying to explain all of that
but
to
do
somebody,
you find that,
and that's not even his eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, but it's kind of like, was it a couple of years ago? The pandemic has me all time discombobulated. But do you guys remember that story when Stevie Wonder was going out on stage and he or someone bumped the microphone stand and he was able to reach? I think it was him that bumped it because in bumping it, he knew kind of direction it was falling. You guys know how that goes. Yeah. You did it so you know which way it's going to go. And he stuck his hand out and caught the mic as it was falling and it was all over. Oh my gosh, is Stevie Wonder really blind? He could see to grab the mic stand. It's like,
that's such a common thing. I've seen it on a lot of shows.
It's ridiculous.
Our shows will make these comments and jokes. And you know that way you kind of laugh along with a show? And it really annoys me when it's a show you really like. And then they make a joke like that and you think, that was a bit poor.
Yeah.
You know, that was just a bit. You know, I didn't like that.
I'm not supposed to like the show anymore, but I do.
Well, there are so many sketches or, you know, things where I don't like what they've just said. So, I totally get
but
that.
Then,
it's
but
not
then
just
again,
about disability.
I mean, watching The Sopranos, and they make this joke about one of the older characters, and they keep calling him Mr. Magoo, and that just makes me laugh all the time. You know, so again, it's comedy as well.
You have to have a sense of humour.
So, Stephen, when you're in a shop and you've interacted with one of the staff or something, and you've been explained that you, what do you say? Do you say blind, can't see?
VO shift down arrow, yeah.
Do you then have to, interact with them? Do you then have to be very careful not to use any of your vision?
That's a great question. That's such a good question.
Not give the game away that you
divert
got
eyes to the ceiling and just walk around like.
Actually, that becomes a bit of an anxiety thing.
Seriously,
because you start to think to yourself, God, if in any way, it's so ridiculous. It's like you've just told this massive lie, and now you've got to keep up the lie
the
whole way through.
So, what do you say?
Well, I'll be honest, the way I'm at now, it's probably a lot easier than it used to be to be that person because I can see so little.
Yeah.
But a few years ago, that wouldn't have been the case. So, yeah. I don't know. But then again, I don't know if a few years ago I would have said blind. I did. I remember, I think I told you this example of when I'd gone into the same store, two different people, but same store. Morrison's sat where we used to work at R&IB.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to go in there, and quite a lot, actually. And then one occasion I said to the member of staff, I'm partially sighted, and she just walked off.
Oh.
Okay, follow me. And I realised this isn't going to work. But when I said blind, actually in a way it kind of, they took over. So I didn't really have to do like an act. It just, they just kind of just assumed, well, you can't see anything anyway. And it kind of just meant I could just go on with it. But yeah, I don't know. And it's funny, I don't, it's like, there's a whole perceptions thing, isn't there? Because again, on that on Unfiltered Blind tweets, I saw someone saying, you know, so annoying that, that there's some blind people who will, you know, complain and want to get a seat on a train. And then as soon as they do, they pull out a newspaper and start reading it. And it just really confuses people.
Yeah,
that which is totally valid. That could be.
It is, yeah. It is a difficult one, isn't it? Because it's like, well, hang on. If they think you're, I mean, first off, I'm going to shock people by saying this probably. I don't think we should get special treatment to get chairs on trains.
No, I agree.
Maybe with a guide dog, I think maybe there's an argument, but maybe for the space.
But find them. Right, for example, when you go into a train carriage, I've had this happen so many times, there could be a whole carriage full of seats. And of course, the one time that you need someone to help you to a seat, they're not going to do it because they don't know what to do. I don't know what it is, but the whole carriage goes silent. And and you get to, and you think, could you just tell me where the flipping seat is? But if...
It'd be more helpful if they would not be silent and talk to you and hear where people are and are not.
Or if they would just...
I'll go where there's no sound.
If they would tell you, like, either they would guide you to a seat. Or if somebody, so in that instance, sometimes, and I hate to say this because I hate people getting up from their seats to give me a seat, but if that's the only way that I can find a seat in an otherwise empty carriage, then do you know what? Sometimes it might be a bit easier.
Are you often getting onto... Sorry.
I think that's a separate thing, though. I think there's people who demand seats. It's not, you're not demanding a seat. You're just looking for a seat, right?
Yeah.
And if someone happens to give you a seat, that's fine. But I think it's more to do with if... Because usually what will happen in that case is that person will say, listen, you sit here and I'll, you know, sit somewhere else.
Like, do you have a seat? Often I'll say, do you
exactly,
have a seat somewhere
else?
And so it's not, you're right, it's not demanding. It's just,
because this is the kind of thing that I think is important. It's about being two-way about it, right? So it's not transactional in the sense of, you know, you give me something and then you just get lost. If you're getting a seat, you're thinking about that person as well. You're saying, look, have you got a seat? Because I remember getting on a bus once and then this old woman got up. And
you
people say, well,
bus,
you can't say that.
Because we couldn't get a bus last week, do you remember?
Well, yes, we managed to.
Just drove past
I have to be honest, buses are terrible. They really are. But actually, on this occasion, I was in Edinburgh. And Edinburgh buses, they are wonderful. They stop. They actually stop for you.
They
as
stop
opposed to
bus
what they
stops.
Do. Yeah, they do. Unlike Glasgow buses, they just drive by them.
Yeah. Buses
just
are
completely
terrible.
Ignore
buses
them.
Are the worst.
They totally, like, literally, this guy had to tell us that there was, because there was one that went past.
No, I think the best bit of this was, I said to someone, what app are you using? She said, I'm using First Bus. She says, it's 2 minutes away. Great. Well, it's now 1 minute away. That's great. It says it's due. That's great. It's not saying anything now. Your voice from behind. Yes, just drove past. Okay, brilliant.
Oh,
and that's the problem, right? But anyway, yes, so I was on this bus and this woman gets up and she, you know, clearly with their voice and her emotions and everything, she was an older woman and she got up and I said, look, no, you have a seat, it's your seat. And you know, someone's wanted to fight me for it. No, you sit there. Yeah, I'm like, that's fine. I don't need a seat. You don't,
it's my eyes
and
that
you
are
don't want to be offensive
busted,
to her and say, look, you're an old woman, dear. I think you could do with sitting down. You need it more than me. But, you know, I don't want to say that to her. But, you know, in the end, I said, no, it's fine. But then you don't want to be rude to people. It's a difficult one.
I always
one.
Say, I've been sat down all day. I'd like to stand. And
yeah,
usually...
sometimes well, use that one. Yeah.
If you saw my perineum,
if
then
saw
you
my
wouldn't
perineum.
Want to
my perineum, love. I can't sit down. I mean,
you can
tell
me against the bar.
There.
You could say, let's share it.
Ew.
Tell me that.
One cheek each.
The cedar that... Yeah. Never mind.
But no, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you're trying to be... And that's the problem I have, is people who go on and start this. You know, I want to see, I demand a seat. Well, hang on a minute. No, why do you need a seat?
Hang
right?
on. Is this a bogeyman? How many people actually do that?
Yeah, I was wondering this.
Well, clearly people are doing it because, you know, it's made its way to the Unfiltered Blind tweets. People are commenting on it and saying this is a disgrace. People
I'm interested to know how often Sally gets on a train without assistance, because I'm always just getting a seat. Oh, fine.
Because the reason being that there are stations around here are unmanned.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
no
have
choice.
To.
That's
and,
crazy.
And then, yeah, and then I get off, obviously, and there's no one there to meet me either. So I'll be quiet.
I just got that, Tim. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't actually hear what you say, Tim.
You said they're unmanned, and I said sexist.
They're unpersoned.
I always stand in the corridor when I'm on the train. Even if it's a two-hour journey,
I just stand.
I stand by the door.
Why?
Like, because I hate, well, for one, I hate sitting down for a long period of time.
I'm not surprised.
Nothing to do with that. No, I can't. It drives me crazy. I like to walk about a little bit. So, and I like to spend some time in the train toilet. There, I've said it. I find it interesting with all those buttons and finding the L to lock the door.
Oh,
and you don't even know that it's locked half the time.
Yeah. I'm so blind. It is hilarious.
I love it. Oh, I like it.
The danger element.
A little bit of toilet roulette. Oh, I'm going to sit here and see if the door opens.
Russian roulette.
Finding the toilet and finding out that they've already lifted up the lid, so you're touching the actual thing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I was fearful that
I've had so
I was fearful that toilet roulette meant something else, but
I've had so many people walking on me, like on when the trains, because there was one in a couple in Scotland, a couple of lines where they've got it, and you just have to touch the lock button and it does it or doesn't do it. Mm. But of course, we had no idea of knowing when it's done.
It lights up saying locked.
Yeah.
It does sometimes make a clunk, but that doesn't tell you. But some of them clunk to lock and unlock, so it's the same
idea. So you have no idea. And so anyway, I remember going to the loo on the train, and it was literally a train packed with drunk people. It was like 11:30 at night. And of course, Robert didn't want to lose the seat. So he was sat on his seat, and he's like, I'll see you later. So I was like, really? Yeah. Okay, I'm sitting on the seat. I'm not losing the seat. I think he had his trombone with him or whatever, so he just couldn't.
As you do.
I missed all that. Someone was sat on the toilet with their trombone, did you just say?
No, on the train. So we were on the train. I was looking for the toilet, but of course, instead of Robert helping me, he sat there with his trombone. He's like, I'm not leaving my trombone.
I'm with you. Yeah.
But you'll leave your wife. Anyway, so I went off to the loo, went to the first carriage. There was it was one person chundering in there, I think. And then so I went to the next carriage, and somebody else in the other one. Anyway, get to the last carriage. Up at this point, I'm literally going, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to hold this anymore. So I run into the loo and I press a button thinking it's locked. And then halfway, somebody walks in and the whole carriage starts applauding. I get back to Robert and I'm literally in tears. I'm like, we came off this train now.
Oh dear,
it's like you're a prize on some sort of quiz show, isn't it? But it just turns around. Hello, you could win this
Should have opened the trombone case and just gone in.
I have to say, now I'm starting to realise why these people want more money. I think it's starting to become clear to me. I think we need to give them all a pay rise and a significant one.
So.
Listen, we're going to wrap up today because you know what? It's a lovely Saturday. I'm having a lovely Saturday. Are you having a nice Saturday?
That's gorgeous. I got the lottery on.
That's going to be our send off is toilet humor.
Yeah, I think we started somewhere about this and we've probably ended the right place. So, so the show will continue. The show will continue.
This is like the blind Seinfeld of
stop yanking my chain.
I'm getting flushed.
Oh, dear.
Wait, what?
And anyway. On that note,
take care, guys.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I may be back with a hijack. Just keep checking your podcast feed.
We are not going anywhere, guys. I know people have been emailing in saying, I'm going to miss everybody, especially this show the weekend. But we're not going anywhere.
No.
Go subscribe to lifeafterblindness.com.
And check for hijacks.
There it is. Stay subscribed to this one for hijacks. But if you're not already subscribed to Double Tap, not already subscribed to Life After Blindness, you should be.
I will say, though, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, if my time on this earth comes to an end, then
it's going to eventually.
Well, it will eventually, yeah. But this feed will then, nothing will go up because it's only me that's got the key to it. So, you
that's
know,
true.
That, just so you know
Sally
that. Okay.
Sally can have
it.
Well, and eventually,
one, two,
if you
three,
stop
four.
Paying for it.
So if there's no more podcasts ever, it's because I'm dead. But
then
you
won't
have
Double Tap either.
Well, you'd like to think they might notice on the other shows.
No,
they'll just
say a word.
Yeah, but whatever. Who cares?
So that's Life After Blindness in your favourite podcast app or.
I'm Not Dead podcast, which is this one.
Is it Double Tap on Air?
What?
Is it Double Tap on Air?
It appears to be Double Tap on Air.
Yes, because we said the other day, Stephen, just look for Double Tap. And I heard a promo the other day saying you got to look for Double Tap on Air.
Oh, well, that's what I heard. This is the only difference. See, now I can say things like, not my department. I'm the carpet guy. And I don't work in paint. So I've got no idea what is going on.
Okay.
Subscribe in any way
you can. But you're on YouTube now.
We're on YouTube. We're on, yeah, we've got a double tap on here, on there as well. We found that was the one name that we could get hold of that we could get across all of them.
Oh, DTOA, almost dead on arrival.
Almost dead on arrival, yeah. How appropriate is that?
If double tap was one word,
people on arrival, dead podcast on arrival.
That would be P.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, double tap.
Oh,
I got to go back
goodness.
To bed.
Yeah, Tim, you need some sleep.
I need
sleep.
To go back to bed.
Yeah. That's it from us.
Bye,
goodbye.
Everyone.
And we will catch you on Double Tap on AMI Audio noon.
Dead
Eastern
Tim on arrival.
On AMI Audio and on podcast. Noon. And also, you will get us on the podcast. Lifeafterblindness.com is where you go. And Life After Blindness is the podcast name. Go there and subscribe for more of this nonsense. On a fairly frequent basis.
Yes,
to
Tim.
Be decided.
Frequent, Tim.
TBC.
All okay. Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Love you all.
If you want
bye.
To
bye.
Blind bye. Guy in your life, bye. Visit blindguytalkstech.com for
love
previous
you.
Episodes. Find us on your podcast
love
apps
you, Robin
or
and
ask
Tim.
Lady
I
A or Lady G to play Blind Guy
Rock.
Talks Tech Podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. Catch you tomorrow.
No, we won't. Bye.
Bye.
Eesh. Ba-dum-bum-ba-da-dum. It's the last time I get to do that. Okay, now you have to get him to record something going, oh, wish they'd quit talking over me. Or, no, you need to have him do something like, glad that's over.